back home after moving to Canada. And as an international student living far away from home for the first time in their life, I'm going to be pretty scared. And so when I was crossing the immigration department, even though I had a study permit, I was held back. And I was standing in the line for 6 hours. And I had no reason, there was no reason as to why I had to stand in that line. But one thing that I noticed was that people in that line were all from a specific country or a specific color race. Anyone else who was a Canadian or didn't identify themselves as South Asian or didn't identify themselves as a brown person, they literally had a free pass. And even though they came after us, they were allowed to go and meet the immigration officer before us. And we were standing in line for 6 hours, which as a student who's coming in with the probability of being sent back home, it's a very scary situation. And then when you're seeing other people get special treatment for no particular reason whatsoever, it does kind of rile you up and it makes you upset because you come to Canada or you come to a different country for a better future. But when you see things like that, you really question whether they can provide a better future for you.